listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Eater. First to some breaking news, and firefighters are responding to a blaze at a factory in Rockhampton City. Crews were called to the corner of Stanley and Elmer Streets around 5 a.m. Three trucks are currently on the scene tackling the fire from above. We'll have more details as we get them. Meantime, an investigation has been launched after a robbery in Rockhampton late last night. It's believed cash and other items were taken from an Archer Street hotel just before midnight. A crime scene has been set up, but police say they're still looking for those involved. An abortion advocate claims a newly proposed bill by a Queensland MP is straight from the US conservative playbook. Last week, Katter's Australia Party introduced a termination of pregnancy amendment bill calling for fetuses born as a result of late-term abortion to have human rights. Former Children by Choice CEO Dale Kelleher says such decisions are never made flippantly.
A person might have to make the difficult decision to terminate a pregnancy after 22 weeks because they have a fatal fetal diagnosis. So it might be a really wanted pregnancy and they have to make the decision what's best for their family and their life.
And it's not what we're wanting to hear. Just before Easter, crocodiles hanging around one of our region's most popular weekend destinations. A man was canoeing with his daughter late last week when he saw ripples in the water and a large splash at Byfield. It follows two formal sightings in Water Park Creek, north of the main crossing, in recent weeks. In sport, there wasn't much in it, but the Frenchville Falcons have toppled arch-rivals Gracemere Bulls in the local cricket grand final. The Falcons reached Gracemere's 162-run target with just two overs to spare and losing six wickets along the way. Glenn Bower was the top run scorer for Frenchville, scoring 53.